Mr. Ian Leggett. Lego, how are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Really tough day for the world of golf as Arnold Palmer passed away at the age of 87. You have met him a few times. What does this mean to the world of golf, and what does this mean to guys like you that have played the game professionally?
Well, you know, I think guys like Arnold Palmer, specifically him starting the ball rolling to, you know, being responsible for every single guy that you see a logo on their golf shirt on the PGA Tour, Arnold Palmer was instrumental in that. He changed the sporting landscape with him and Mark McCormick, which inevitably became IMG. And, you know, I think when you talk about guys that have influenced the game of golf, and we talked about it last night on Sportsnet, I think when you put the whole package together, the greatest players that have ever played the game, and you factor in who Arnold Palmer was and what he did for the game, Jack Nicklaus will, you know, go down in history as having, you know, the greatest record probably in the game of golf with relevance to major championships. But Jack Nicklaus is not Arnold Palmer when it comes to what he did in the influence of the game of golf globally.
Do you remember the first time you met Arnold Palmer, Lego?
I met him when I was 12 years old, actually. I caddied in the PGA Championship, the CPGA Championship, which used to be a pretty big event. And they attracted a lot of PGA Tour guys that came up, and it was at Westmount Golf Club. I got to caddy for a club pro from Calgary, and I got to meet Arnold Palmer at that particular time. And then the next time, obviously, was when I was on tour. He was always around at at his event at Bay Hill and out front and center. And it amazes me too when you think of a guy like Arnold Palmer. To the day he died, he was relevant in the game of golf, in sport. And how many people can you say that about that? You know, had magnificent careers, but as they aged and passed away, were still relevant. I mean, that's not heard of in any sport. But Arnold Palmer, to the day he died, was relevant in sports, but more so in the game of golf.
Do you remember any specific conversations you had with him, or any times that you met him as a pro, and the impression that you got from him? Or do you remember any time where you and Arnold Palmer, you shook his hand, where he wasn't always the same guy?
He's the same with everybody. And I would get stories like that of people that just went to Bay Hill and played, and they said, "Oh yeah, we saw Arnold Palmer, and he sat down with us." And I've heard stories of guys that he joined their group at Bay Hill, not even knowing who they were. And Arnold loved the game of golf, and I think that's a little bit different than most people.
He'd go to the club and say, "Hey, I'm a single. Can I join up with a couple
Absolutely.
Of guys?"
He did. He used to do it all the time. He was at Bay Hill all the time, when he wasn't, required to be elsewhere. But he did it all the time. And I think when you think about that, that's who Arnold Palmer was. He was compassionate. I know that, there's a number of players tried to emulate him, but there's no way anybody's going to ever be Arnold Palmer.
And what is this now, the link between, and I remember the, at the Masters, who hits the first golf ball, and I remember Sam Snead even, taking a knee and saying, "I can't do it anymore." And then recently, of course, Arnold. And so, the link to that golden era of golf where Arnie's Army and Jack Nicklaus was who he was, and Ben Hogan, and true gentlemen of the game, guys that set the pace for guys like you today, it's got to be tough knowing that, hey, listen, life goes on, and you see different eras of the game, but this is truly an era that Jack probably too a little bit, but more so Arnie, truly a connection to that era of golf where golf really became very, very popular and mainstream.
Yeah, if you think about the guys now and you look at, Ricky Fowler and you look at Rory McIlroy and, to the young kids, they're making the game cool. And that's exactly what Arnold Palmer, you look at those old pitchers and Arnold Palmer in the 60s and their 70s.
Stud.
The guy was a man.
Yeah. I got a picture of him with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, standing on, I know it's at Augusta with a smoke hanging out of his mouth. Just like old school, I'm going to smoke butts. My wife made me iced tea and lemonade. It's in the thermos in my bag, and I'm just gonna head around and play some golf today.
Yeah, he was the Marlboro man. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he made back then. He made golf very, very cool. It was fashionable, and you know, and he played with such a different way about the game of golf when you looked at a guy, you know, ultimately he came along behind Ben Hogan, who was, you know, he was cold, he was hard, he was, you know, technical in his golf swing, and Arnold played completely the opposite. You know, by the end of the round, his shirt was hanging out, he was disheveled, his hair was a mess, and, you know, his golf swing was far from being technical, but he, you know, he pulled everyone in with the way that he played the game of golf, and that was with passion.